This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership, with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. In Huron County Circuit Court, Thomas Anthony Lemke entered a no-contest plea to aggravated stalking, habitual offender, third offense. The plea agreement stipulates that the prosecution will not request a sentence exceeding 1 year with a guideline range of 12 to 36 months. Lemke acknowledged that this is his third felony conviction following previous convictions for uttering and publishing and larceny in a building. He is currently on parole, and any new sentence could be served consecutively. Sentencing is scheduled for August the 10th at 9 a.m., with a pre-sentence investigation ordered. Bond was canceled due to a parole detainer, and count two of the charges will be dismissed at the time of sentencing. And another news for today. In Huron County Circuit Court, Samuel David Carl Tucker received his sentencing after pleading guilty to possession of methamphetamine on April the 13th. The court adopted a recommendation for Tucker to participate in the Regional Recovery Court Program. His sentence includes 3 years of probation with standard conditions. These conditions require him to not violate any criminal laws, refrain from any alcohol or intoxicant use, comply with drug testing, and maintain legitimate employment. He must also complete any referred substance abuse treatment or assessment. Financial penalties were ordered as well, including a $130 crime victims assessment, a monthly probation supervision fee, $200 in court costs, a $200 fine, and $68 in state costs. Attorney fees were waived. Additionally, Tucker was sentenced to 270 days in county jail, with credit for 1 day served. This jail time will be held in abeyance, meaning that it will not be served upon his successful completion of the recovery court program. Judge Prill underscored the severity of methamphetamine use and urged Tucker to seize this opportunity for recovery. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm hot.
Oh, hi, Nell.
No, I mean in the car.
Oh, well, then we have to go to Al Hansen Motors. They have the new 1234 refrigerant and can service all makes and models for all years of vehicles.
Here's Tyler with this week's vehicles.
Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and it's priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year. Just 78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Huron County Circuit Court, presided over by Judge Prill yesterday, addressed the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Dwayne Leonard Dexter. Defendant Dexter, represented by attorney Michael A. Morosky, appeared in court, and prosecutor Timothy J. Rakowski was also present. Attorney Morosky requested a 3-week adjournment, citing the need for further file review after assuming the case from Mr. Lockhart. The court granted the adjournment, rescheduling the matter for June the 29th at 10 a.m. Bond for Mr. Dexter remains at $1,000. The court also noted a pending response from the center regarding a May 13th letter. And another news for today. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel and a coalition of 21 attorneys general secured a preliminary injunction on Friday, temporarily blocking the Trump administration from enforcing certain conditions on funding received through the USDA programs, grants, cooperative agreements, and mutual interest agreements. The funding helps to provide basic and essential services for millions of Michigan's most vulnerable children, working families, senior citizens, and rural communities. Attorney General Nassel and the coalition filed a lawsuit in March asserting that the USDA has threatened harsh penalties if states do not comply with the agency's vague and expansive funding conditions relating to immigration, diversity, equity, inclusion, and gender identity, which are unrelated to the purpose of the USDA funding. Joining Attorney General Nassel in securing this preliminary injunction are the Attorney Generals of California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.